Chapter 2, The Goose Chase. It was now about 7 p.m. We had planned to have dinner at that time. "Are you hungry, Watson?" Holmes asked me. "Not really," I replied. "Let's eat later and follow this new clue while it is still hot," he said. We got dressed and headed outside. It was a bitterly cold night. We put on our overcoats and wrapped up our throats. Outside, the snow was falling heavily and the wind was blowing hard. Our breath looked like smoke. We quickly made our way to the Alpha Inn. We went inside and ordered 2 glasses of beer. "I hope your beer tastes as good as your geese," Holmes said to the owner. The owner looked surprised and said, "My geese?" "Yes, I heard from Henry Baker. I believe that he is in your goose club." "Oh, I see. They are not our geese. I bought them from a man who sells meat at Covent Garden. Breckenridge is his name." "Thank you very much, sir," Holmes said as we put our coats back on. We went out again into the frosty air. "Now for Mr. Breckenridge," Holmes said as he buttoned his coat. Soon after, we found ourselves in the Covent Garden Market. We walked around until we saw a sign with Breckenridge on it. The owner was a horsey-looking man. He and a small boy were just closing up.
"Good evening. You wouldn't have any geese left tonight, would you?" Holmes asked the man.
"You can have 500 in the morning," he replied.
"No, I want the same ones you sold to the Alpha Inn. They were fine birds. Where did you get them?"
This question made the man very angry.
"I'm sick of hearing about those birds. Everyone's been asking about them. I haven't heard anything else all day. You would think they were the only geese in the world. People are making such a fuss about them," he snapped.
"Well, I don't know anything about the other people," said Holmes.
He sounded as if he did not care very much about it.
"But if you won't tell us where you got them from, I'll have to call off my bet. I bet £5 that those geese were raised in the country," Holmes told the man.
"You will lose. Those geese were raised in town," Breckenridge said.
"No, I cannot believe that," Holmes said.
"I'll make a bet with you," replied the man.
Holmes laughed and said, "That will be an easy £5 for me."
Breckenridge called to the boy, "Bring me my books." He opened up his book. "Look here, see this? It says December 22nd. 24 geese at 7.5 shillings each, bought from Mrs. Oakshott, 117 Brixton Road, number 249. Sold to the Alpha Inn at 12 shillings each. So, what do you think of that?"
Holmes pretended to be angry. He pulled a coin from his pocket and slammed it down on the table. He stormed out of the market and I followed just behind.
When we had gotten completely out of the market, Holmes started laughing.
"It's so easy to get what you want. I noticed that the man likes to bet because he had a horse racing form in his pocket. I knew he couldn't resist a bet like that. Watson, we will have this case solved very soon. Let's call it a night and have dinner. We can visit Mrs. Oakshott tomorrow."
Just as Holmes finished speaking, we heard a loud noise back in the market. We could hear Breckenridge yelling. We went inside and heard Breckenridge shout,
"Get out of here! I don't want to hear another word about those geese, and I don't want to see you around here ever again."
Perhaps we don't need to go and see Mrs. Oakshott in the morning after all," Holmes said. "Let's find out who this man is, Watson."
We followed the man and came up close behind him. Holmes touched the man's back, which caused him to leap into the air. His face had turned white from the surprise.
Who are you? What do you want? He cried.
Excuse me, but I heard you asking about geese before. I think I might be able to help you.
He looked very suspiciously at Holmes and me. Who are you, and what do you have to do with the geese? He asked.
This is Watson, and I am Sherlock Holmes. I know that you are looking for a goose that was sold to a Mr. Henry Baker. Mr. Baker bought the goose from the Alva Inn, which had bought the goose from Mr. Breckenridge. Mr. Breckenridge had initially bought the goose from Mrs. Oakshott.
The man's appearance changed. He looked very happy and cried, Oh, you are the very people I need.
Come over to my house, said Holmes. What is your name?
The man hesitated for a bit and then said, John Robinson.
I would like to know your real name, said Holmes calmly.
The man looked very guilty and then said, James Ryder.
Yes, right. You're employed at the Hotel Cosmopolitan. Why don't we take this cab? We will talk about everything when we get to my home, said Holmes.
The man seemed to be a little afraid. He hesitated to get into the cab for a while, but eventually he decided to join us. We were all quiet during the ride.
Here we are, said Holmes cheerily. You look cold, Mr. Ryder. Please take that seat by the fire. Now, I guess you really want to know what happened to your goose, Holmes asked him.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, it came here. It was very strange. I've never seen a dead goose lay an egg before, especially when it is a bright blue egg like this one.
Holmes held up the blue carbuncle.
It's over, Ryder. We are on to you.
Upon hearing that, the man started to faint. We gave the man a small amount of brandy, and he quickly came to.
I know almost everything, said Holmes. It is a terrible thing that you have done to Horner. You knew about his previous conviction, and you knew that he would be the first suspect. You set up the whole thing for Horner to go into the Countess's room and then be blamed for the theft.
The man was now quite terrified and begged, Please don't tell the police. I'm really not a bad man.
Now that you've been caught, you are sorry, but you didn't care whether Horner suffered in jail or not, Holmes said.
All right, I'll leave the country. Please don't tell the police.
Tell us everything that happened, demanded Holmes.
All right. I stole the stone, but even after the police arrested Horner, I knew I was not safe. I had to get the stone away because the police might search me at any time. I quickly went to my sister's place. She is Mrs. Oakshott. As you already know, she raises geese. At my sister's place, I decided I would go to Kilburn. A man I know lives there, and he is a criminal. I knew he would be able to help me sell the stone. But I was worried that the police would find the stone on me. My sister had promised to give me a goose, so I chose one of her geese. The one I chose was a big one with a bar on its tail. I opened up its beak and forced the stone down its throat. I had to struggle with it, and it jumped out of my arms and went back to the other geese. I caught it again and took it to Kilburn. My friend and I cut the goose open, but then I was horrified. There was no stone. I quickly went back to my sister's house. I asked her if there were any similar birds, and she said that there was one. The problem was, though, that she had already sold it to Breckenridge. You know the rest of the story.
Holmes and I listened to his story. Holmes didn't say anything, but he had a solemn look on his face. Suddenly, he stood up, threw the door open, and shouted, Get out! The man was quite frightened, but relieved.
Oh, thank you, sir. God bless you, he said.
The man quickly ran out and down the stairs.
we could hear him trip down the stairs in his rush to get away. I looked at Holmes inquisitively. Watson, I am never paid for my work by the police. The stone will be returned to the Countess. Ryder will not testify against Horner now, so he will be released from prison. Ryder will not do anything wrong again, so I see no point in sending him to jail. It will just make life difficult for his own family. It is the Christmas season. We have to find it in our hearts to forgive, especially at this time of year. Now, I think it's time we looked into another bird. Let's hope our dinner won't start us on another goose chase.